الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا وقال الله تعالى إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I want to begin by clarifying that the entire Christmas period, the New Year, the 10 days or so, it holds no religious significance. There's nothing associated with Islam. In fact, when it comes to the new lunar year, meaning the new Islamic year, we don't even find a specific ibadah found for it. Other than the dua, Allahumma ahilla alina, the dua for the seeing of the new moon, other than that, we don't find a specific worship found for that. Yet, it's still a new year, and any opportunity for a believer to take account, for a person to reflect, is an opportunity for a believer to benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in one hadith depicting the what this day of judgment is going to be like. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَسَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There isn't one of us, meaning every single one of us will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Qiyamah. Meaning certain verses mention, ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to them. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to them with mercy. But every person will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. لَيْسَ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ It's a graphic trying to depict what the Day of Judgment is going to be like. Between he and Allah, as he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no translator. You know, sometimes there's a translator or somebody in between that gives you respite to prepare for your answer. There's nothing like that. Or nothing is lost in translation. You are directly, we will be directly conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ فَلَا يَرَاهُ شَيْئًا قُدَّامَ You know, when you're in a difficult situation, you begin to look around. It's just, as you're anxious, you just begin to look around. Not necessarily for the exits, but you start looking around. So this individual, well, all of us, on the Day of Judgment, we look, and ahead of us, ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ فَلَا يَرَى شَيْءٍ قُدَّامًا He won't see anything in front of him. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ فَاسْتَسْتَقْبِلُهُ النَّارُ Then as he looks ahead, he'll find Jahannam there. When the Rasulullah ﷺ then explains, فَمَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَّقِيَ النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةِ If any one of us has the ability to protect ourselves from the fire, even give giving a half a date. This is just one state. This is just one stage or one station on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah has mentioned different narrations: the sirat, the crossing of the bridge, the scrolls, the scale. In fact, imagine the day wherein Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will say, "Waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun," that people will be there and he'll say, "Stop them, for indeed they're going to be questioned." The ulama mention that every morning and every morning and evening there is one hadith, there is one narration which is great, which is rewarding, called Sayyidul Istighfar, which is Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdik wa wa'dika mastata'at a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi ighfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. If you join the reminders group, I'll put it on there inshallah. This dua has four themes inside it. Number one, it begins with praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma anta rabbi, oh Allah, you are my Lord. Number two, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdik. Number two, there's humility in that. That, oh Allah, you are the one who has created me. Wa ana abduk, I am your servant. Wa ana ala ahdik, I am upon your covenant. Meaning, I have this responsibility in this lifetime to fulfill, recognize your rights, follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and attain Jannah. The humility. Number three, this recounting of blessings. لا إله وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك وعليك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. That I recognize, I recount the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. And then finally, recounting of sins. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك من شر وأبوء بذنب الخلي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So four themes. Number one, praise. Number two, humility. Number three, recounting of blessings. And number four, recounting of sins. In the commentary of this, one scholar was mentioning that why is it that recounting of blessings and recounting of sins are mentioned, then forgiveness is sought. Meaning we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of that dua, Allahumma ghfirli, oh Allah, forgive me. Mentions that number one, we can't recognize the grandeur or the how great our sins are unless we recognize how great the bounties are. If somebody has gifted us something, or if somebody has done some form of ihsan or some form of goodness towards us, it makes the sin or that form of disobedience to them greater. So we begin with recounting our blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Then recounting our sins, recognizing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what we've done, reflection. Then we seek forgiveness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of judgment, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first that a person is going to be reckoned for in terms of حقوق الله, the rights of Allah, will be his salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِ. If that is found sufficient, then everything which succeeds will be sufficient. But it begins with muhasaba, it begins with account. And every person will have to give account. Once Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that the person who, it'll be a petrifying account, giving account for what we've done. You know, just, you know, sometimes if you're at your workplace, you know, for your 8 hours or your month that you have to give account for what you've done. That what have you managed to accomplish in the last month? We find that difficult. Just imagine, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, five questions are going to be placed to us. لَا يَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ. That until five questions are asked of us, we will not be able to move. Number one, عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَى. Regarding our life and where we've spent it. We struggle to give a report of our month or even 8 hours of the day for what we've done or what we've accomplished. Just imagine in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows where we've spent our life, we give account for our lives. Number two, وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَا فَعَلْ. Regarding the knowledge which we had and what we did with regards to that knowledge. Number one, did we gain knowledge? Ignorance isn't an excuse, especially in a day and age where we have access to knowledge. Not Google, scholars. We've got many, many scholars available. وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَا فَعَلْ. That his knowledge regarding which what he did with that knowledge. So once we gain that knowledge, prerequisite condition is gaining that knowledge. And two, what did we do with that knowledge? Number three, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْلَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. Regarding his wealth, from where he earned it and where he spent it. Two important questions. One, where did we earn our wealth? Was it through legitimate means? Did we lie in the process? Number two, where did we spend it? Were we extravagant? Where did we spend it? Did we spend it in sin? And number five, the fifth question, وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَى. And regarding our bodies and where we spent it, meaning what do we do with our health? These are just different narrations that mention what we're going to be questioned regarding the Day of Judgment. If you have a project, and you know at the end of the project you've got certain outcomes that need to be achieved. You're going to make sure throughout your entire thing you've got milestones to make sure you achieve those. So we know these questions are going to be asked. How do we make sure that these questions are answered satisfactorily? So these are five questions. Another question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us on the Day of Judgment. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. We're going to be asked regarding the Quran. Did we hold firm onto the Quran and its teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did we hold firm onto it? وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. Allah says that you're going to be questioned. The Quran and the teachings. Did we hold firm onto it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Did we fulfill our promises? Because our promises were going to be questioned, were going to be responsible on the Day of Judgment. I'm just mentioning all the verses that have the mention of su'al, of mention of account, of just account. Another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and I'll end on this one. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. This is petrifying and is pertinent for us today. Allah says, وَلَا تَغْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not go searching or do not go seeking behind those things which you have no knowledge regarding. Meaning when we don't have knowledge regarding, we don't express your opinion. If we do not understand something, we're not qualified to speak on the subject. You know, certain controversial subjects, everyone loves to hold an opinion. When it comes to moon sighting and controversial subjects, every person, a person who doesn't step foot in the masjid except for Eid, will have an opinion on there. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Regarding those things which you have no knowledge, do not fall behind them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. These are petrifying things. Like even though we studied 6 years, but we know if it's not something which we've studied, we stay quiet. We never talk about it. We will do taqlid, we'll find another senior scholar to follow, but until we have the expertise in that field, we will never speak about it. And that's considering we've gained 6 years of knowledge. Inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ad. Indeed, the hearing, meaning the ears, wal-basar, our sight, and our heart, meaning all our rational faculties, are going to be questioned for on the Day of Judgment. All of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّمَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّي الْفَوَاحِشَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say to the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram a number of things. And the last thing he mentioned in that verse was, وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That you attribute something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which you have no knowledge regarding. To say something which is halal, to say something which is haram, is to attribute something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because halal means Allah's pleasure is there, haram means Allah's displeasure is there. So indirectly you are attributing something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're very, very, very careful. I'm just mentioning different verses, which all mentions what we're going to give account regarding. Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man nuqisha uddiba, whoever's going to give account is going to be punished. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she was extremely sharp, extremely sharp. She said, but Allah says in the Quran, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Allah says in the Quran that there will be those individuals who are going to be successful and they're going to be given an easy account. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that easy account, that these people are successful, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ الْعَرْضِ. That's just mere presentation. مَن نُوقِشَ عُذِّبَ. But whoever has to fight for his account, meaning he'll be asked, why did you do X, Y and Z? عُذِّبَ, he'll be punished. Now how do we prepare for this in our lifetime? You have a vision. If you have a vision for the next 20, 30, 40 years, however long you have, every year you have your annual meetings, you know that you set milestones. Now, what am I doing? You take account. In fact, Ofsted for schools, no longer do they use a smart modality. That goals need to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. They moved away from that. They go with a triple I. So one, intent. What's our intent? Our intent or our purpose, our aim is to attain Jannah. Number two, intent, implement. How do we implement that? Meaning that's the whole holistic deen, the entire religion needs to be implemented for that. We need to understand the religion, act accordingly, implement. And then number three, an after action report, impact. So meaning every so often, scholars mention every night, however often it is, we then take account what happened, like, you know, Gibbs reflective cycle, whatever person wants to use. What happened? What went right? What went wrong? Meaning reflection. This is what Ofsted have for schools, by the way. This is what Ofsted have for schools. As a believer, we have similar tools. Called something called muhasabah. The reason why I'm mentioning this, as I mentioned at the beginning, is New Year's has no significance in a person's life. But it's still an opportunity. It's a new year. It's an opportunity. Whenever a believer has an opportunity to reflect, we take that opportunity. That's every night, every year, whenever that is. These 10 days, they have no significance in a person's faith. In our religion, there's no significance attached to it. But it's an opportunity. And one scholar, he explains that what is this muhasabah, what is account, what is this accountability? يَتَصَحْفَحَ الْإِنسَانُ فِي اللَّيْلِ مَا صَدَرَ مِنْ أَفْعَالِ نَهَارِ. That he thinks at night what he's done during the day. Meaning, simply, reflection. That we look, another year has passed. Throughout this year, those five questions. Think of those five questions. Because those five questions, the first hadith I mentioned, that regarding our life and where we spent it, in the past year, where have we spent our life? Our goal, our aim, our intent, remember the first I is intent, our goal is Jannah. What have we done to implement and what have we done to build and enhance our Jannah? What have we done to enhance our spirituality? Number two, وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَى. What have we done, what knowledge have we sought, and what knowledge have we brought into practice in the past year? Number three, وَعَمْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبُهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. Where did I earn my living in the past year? Have I been earning? One. Where have I been earning it from and where have I been spending it? Have I been spending it in the correct avenues or not? And number five, my health. What am I doing with my health? You know, it's going to be the New Year's. You know, you'll see the gyms, everyone will have New Year's resolutions, people will come. The gyms will be oversubscribed for the next 2 weeks. After that, gyms will be empty again. Everyone, it's just the way people are. 2 weeks, the hype, and that's it, it all dwindle. It all disperse. People no longer attending. This is what reflection, this muhasabah provides for a believer. If you can't do it at night, even weekly, a person can do this with his family members. think to yourselves and take account to say, what have I done? You know, if we don't do this, we can become egotistical. We don't recognize the wrong that we do in our lives, because we only look at it from our lens to say, this was my right. If this muhasabah gives us an opportunity to check ourselves, what have I done? Did I do something correct or incorrect? And in that respect, seeking guidance from a scholar, any scholar that you can relate to, any person you can find, ask them. You'd be surprised that there are certain practices that we do which would be problematic. And whatever it is that, you know, this happened, should I have done X or should I have done Y, should I have done Z? It helps you understand. It helps one understand. Again, as I mentioned, that this is an opportunity for a believer. Al-hikmatu dhallul mu'min. The wisdom is a lost, found thing of a believer. Wherever he finds it, he takes it. Wisdom. It's an opportunity for us to reflect, think about in the past year, what have we done? Where have we spent our lives? What knowledge have we gained and what are we doing with that knowledge? Number three, what wealth have we accumulated and where have we spent it? And finally, as Rasulullah ﷺ mentions, وَعَنْ جِسْمِ فِي مَا أَبْلَى, regarding our health, what have we done with our health? If you've got a 200-mile journey, you've got a 240-mile journey, you need to go down south. You check yourselves within 5 miles whether you're going the right direction. It's easier to reroute. You check yourself 200 miles down the line, it's too late if you're going the wrong direction. To reflect, it's time to reflect now. We reflect later, when will the time come for istighfar? When will the time will come that we repent of what we've done? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning, the New Year's Day, these 10 days, or the Christmas whole period, it holds no religious significance. But it's still an opportunity for us to reflect. And a believer, whenever he has the opportunity, he reflects. Every night, every month, whenever he has the opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.